Well, the families I'm speaking to from various parts of Donegal are really, really, you know, in a big problem here, in that they just do not have school transport for their children, for their students. And, you know, these families are working. They've got their own responsibilities in terms of times they have to be to work. And it's a huge problem. What's happened here is that the government, you know, have looked at getting the schools up and running again, and we all support that, but they haven't thought about the school transport part of it. There's not enough buses, not enough drivers, so they really need to urgently add extra resources. Also, there's been a big problem with the portal system where people and families apply for their tickets. That happens every year, but it seems to be much worse this year. So the government urgently needs to intervene here and sort this out.
Now, you have made representations to Bus Éireann. Have they come back with anything to you?
Yeah, I mean, Bus Éireann, I suppose, they haven't delivered the bad news. But we know from our discussions with various Bus Éireann personnel over the last week or two that there just is a problem in terms of capacity. And the big worry is they're saying that you start with 100% capacity on the buses and you move to 50%. Well, that just isn't going to happen. It's just not going to work in Donegal because there just isn't enough buses, drivers to address even 100% capacity, never mind 50%. The priority for the government right now has to be to ensure, as it should be every year, that no student is left behind, that every family has a place for their child, their student, on the school bus. That's absolutely essential. And if it's possible to move to a lower capacity, then fair enough. But right now, they need to get the basics right before they start thinking about 50% capacity.
Because if they do start thinking about 50% capacity without allowing for extra buses and so on, people effectively who have a place on the bus might lose it now.
Indeed. I mean, the other problem is that you have private bus operators. I've spoken to many of them in Donegal who just did not get the financial support that they needed from the government in this crisis. And those very same operators now are being asked to step up, even though they were abandoned by government. And I warned about this months ago, that this was the danger that we faced, and it's coming home. The chicken are coming home to roost here. So, I mean, belatedly now, the government need to offer a financial package of support to those private bus operators and ask them if they have capacity to step in and cover the school bus routes. And that's the issue that has been there for months, and they need to grapple with it now. It's been ignored, it's been abandoned, and now it's presented as a real crisis for many families in Donegal.